The chairman of the Public Interest and Accountability Committee, PIAC, Professor Paul Kingsley Buabasua, has described the collection of revenue in the petroleum sector in 2015 as very poor. According to him, government received no revenue from the gas sector last year, even though 10,606 million British terminal units of wet gas valued at $32.6 million was evacuated to the Atuabo gas processing plant. He said the figure represents 77% of revenue expected from the gas sector during the period. Professor Buabasua made this known at the launch of the 2015 PIAC annual report on the petroleum revenue management in Accra. Here's a report by Nathaniel Nati and Abigail Ansong.
The 2015 PIAC annual report is the fifth edition since its inception in 2011. PIAC releases a report every 6 months, which means there have been 9 reports so far, including 5 semi-reports. The committee was set up under the Petroleum Revenue Management Act 815 in 2011 and amended in 2015 under Act 893 to monitor and evaluate the use of revenue from petroleum and its investment. It was established that government received the lowest revenue from petroleum in 2015 over the past 5 years. The total amount of petroleum receipts from all revenue sources in 2015 amounted to about $396 million, while monies received between 2011 and 2015 amounted to $3.2 billion. Chief among the recommendations by PIAC is for government to desist from directing GNPC to provide guarantees to other state-owned entities. This, according to Professor Paul Kingsley Buabasua, will be the only effective way of ensuring the recovery of revenue.
If it will promote the work of GNPC, why not? But if for the sake of guaranteeing, then I think it's a misplaced priority, because GNPC, according to this report, was able to perform very well apart from 2012 with little resources. I don't see the reason why we can use the oil money for capitation grant to pay Becker fees, to pay school feeding, some allowances. If you are not serious with the collection of taxes, we cannot get the revenue required in order to spend it. So I can say that revenue collection is quite poor.
Professor Paul Kingsley Buabasua touched on the maritime boundary disputes between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire. He said the dispute is affecting the country.
At the judgment given, it was said that what you have touched, because of security sake, you can go on. But do not drill new wells until 2017 judgment is given out. If the wells we have already is below capacity, then you cannot meet what you have projected for. And that is our fear. So almost invariably, it's affecting us.
The report will be presented to Parliament.